The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio by my colleague Doug Neal, also a certified financial planner. Jamie Keys not with us today.
No, he's got today off. He's doing other things.
He's doing other stuff. So I think he's going to be, next Wednesday, right? Because we got a holiday.
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us.
His second home.
His second home.
Yeah.
That's right. Home away from home. Glad you're joining us this morning. We got a lot of really good information coming up. Yes, you know, everybody's big topic investor-wise is the yield curve. You know, is it good news, bad news? Is it inverting further? Why is it inverting further?
Yeah.
It's actually something that's good that's happening, believe it or not.
Yeah. We can touch on that later on in segments because you and I, Tony, were at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce get together last night and ran into a lot of interesting and neat people and got a lot of real life stories that we'd want to share with you guys.
You know, it's always interesting when we go to things because people will say, hey, can you tell me about how this works or that work or... should I go ahead and open a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA? Can my son open one? He's only 16. Can he open one?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to have before you can open one? All kinds of things. I've got a couple of really killer, awesome things from that meeting and a couple of others that I've attended lately that are real life stories and real questions. And I bet you got some of those same questions yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in today is that real life stories, because it affects us on a daily basis, some of these items, and we don't know where to go for the ramifications. If we choose one way versus another way, should we do it? Should we not do it? Should we start it? Should we quit investing or whatever it happens to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I, Tony, we've seen a lot of things.
And we certainly have.
And know how things, from beginning to end, how things can work. So tap into our expertise. That's what we're here for on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, if you've got a question right now, you're welcome to give us a call. We're going to play some commercials here so we can talk to you one-on-one in private if you'd like. And let me give you our radio number for our private line. And that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
It's a different kind of work week when you live out here. You need a tractor with enough power, performance, and attachments to scratch any itch. You need the Kubota BX Series, the best-selling subcompact tractor in America. Now get a BX 1880 for payments as low as $99 a month for 84 months plus a 6-year warranty. 54-inch mower deck included. Now through August 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor or Kubota.com. When your tummy tells you it's time for seafood, the best place to satisfy your craving is at Sealand Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Now in their new location at 2201 Highway 290 East, just across Highway 290 from their former location. This new location is bigger and better, and the food is as good as ever. Stop in and satisfy your hunger for seafood with your choice of shrimp, oysters, lobster, crawfish, and crabs in season. Sealand also offers tender, juicy steaks, hamburgers, gumbo, and more. Sealand Seafood and Steak. It's shrimply the best.
Need a road put in or some road maintenance done? Need your driveway repaired? Simple. Just give TG Trucking and Brenham a call for a free estimate. TG Trucking specializes in all types of roadway construction and maintenance. No job is too big or too small. Are you building a new home or shop? Give them a call for all your pad site needs. TG Trucking has the materials on hand for any of your projects, whether you need 1 yard or 100. Just call TG Trucking at 979-451-3206. TG Trucking, 3500 FM 3456 in Brenham, or visit their Facebook page.
Whether you're looking for an exceptional facility for short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, or post-operative recovery, Focused Care at Brenham is the perfect choice. The team members at Focused Care at Brenham are highly skilled at providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones and will treat them like family. Stop by and meet the care team, take a tour, and discover why Focused Care at Brenham is the premier skilled nursing facility in the area. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? Welcome to Performance Health and Wellness, chiropractic care for all walks of life. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder is part of the elite group of certified chiropractic sports practitioners and is ready to get you feeling your best. Make an appointment today by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the office at 306 East Main Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Remember that song?
Yeah, I do too.
Craig Montana plays all the hits from yesterday, today, and whenever. Welcome back to this edition of the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre, and Doug Neal, my colleague, is in the studio with me this morning. We are both certified financial planner professionals and been doing this a long, long time.
Yep.
Somebody asked me last night at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce meeting, "Well, how long have you been doing this?" And I told them, and they said, "Really? Wow. Yeah, over 20 years.
Yeah, I think I began in 1983.
Oh, all right, you got me beat. I know.
Some
you
of you guys
Jamie
weren't born yet.
Yeah, that's true. But we pretty much seen it all and helped all kinds of folks deal with a lot of different situations. And the thing I think I always want to make sure people know about is that a lot of times things that could be very adverse to your situation don't have to happen because you can prevent them. It's like preventive medicine, only this is financial planning preventive medicine in many cases.
Yeah, we've seen it from the beginning. What it is, you start something, some type of program, investing program. Okay, you start your 401k. Well, that sounds good, but what happens when you retire now? What happens? Well, we've seen it from the beginning. When Tony puts in a lot of 401ks.
Yes, I do.
And then at the end, when people retire, say, okay, now it's time to live off of this money. How does that work?
Sure.
Well, we've seen that many times and help people. So we kind of say, these are things you need to watch out for. These are things you may want to be concerned about. And here's the pluses. And then also here's some risk factors you may want to consider.
Yes.
And it may not be just money, dollars, and cents either. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful on some of that. But we've seen that. So this is a good story.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, it's interesting that I go to various events, and you do mm-hmm. too. And we always love to meet people, et cetera. One of the greatest things about it, though, is the opportunity to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some question requests, and here's one that I think is so common, but I think it's worth talking about. All right, a couple in their 40s and late 40s, actually.
Yeah.
And both of their kids were in college. One's just starting.
Okay.
One's starting, an 18-year-old who's going to be heading to college this fall. And the other one is on the last year or two of his degree. Okay. Anyway, parents started 529 college savings plans for each child back when they were babies.
See, that was very good forward thinking, because that's kind of when they first came out. Back then.
Yeah. So here's regular young couple, new babies. Mm-hmm. All right. 2 years into it, they had for baby number one. They didn't start a 529 for that one yet. Baby number two comes along a couple of years later, and the 529s were out. Okay. Mm-hmm. You could enroll in them. And they said, you know what? This looks like a good thing. So now they picked up these accounts for each baby. Each child, the two-year-old and the newbie. All right. So they were only plugging in $20 or $25 a month.
Which is normal for a young couple with babies. Yeah.
Sure. And the thing is that they kept doing it. Every single month, it would just sweep out of their checking account. All right. For each baby. All right. So what happened? Now we see the payoff.
Now we're 18 years later.
Yes. So 18 years later, now... The 18-year-old getting ready to go to college, and she's had the full amount of time, the 18 years, and because they started with her right from the very beginning, she has $22,000 plus in that account.
See, that's $20-$25 a month.
Yes.
So you're not talking major dollars here, but that's $22,000. That mm-hmm. helps a lot going to college.
Yes. Now, the older child, because they didn't start hers, his, until 2-3 years later, all right, so they only had $20,000.
$2,000 less.
Yes. Now, it's still pretty good.
That's still,
and again, that was $20-$25 a month for that child. Now, I think these things worked really well. They're obviously mm-hmm. going to help a lot. With getting these two kids into college and at least starting to pay for some of their books, fees, tuition, can be room and board, all the different things that you can use this for. And the regret that I heard from this parent that I talked with is that they did not step up the amount of their contributions as a couple, were earning more money down the line.
As they got pay increases and
yeah.
so on.
So if they'd have put in $50 a month per child, let's see, how much would that $22,000 be now?
That'd be more up in the $30,000 range then.
Yeah, at least. And yep. and the same way with the other one, that mm-hmm. $20,000 would be $25,000, $28,000, whatever it might be. Yeah. But they did something.
Yeah.
And that is so awesome.
And they kept with it. And where that really comes into play here is actually, because we've done this now, we've helped distribute monies out of 529 plans to
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, we have one family that's got like 11 different kids
yes.
from, you know, cousins, nephews, mm-hmm. Kids, five different kids and their kids. Yeah.
And so we've distributed the funds out, and where it comes in so handy, it's not just tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may have they get a student loan just for the tuition, but there's still books, there's computers, there's other peripheral things that need to be paid for.
Right.
Where's that money come from? Well, this is an ideal spot for it, because all that's covered under qualified college expenses.
Hmm.
And so if you needed a new computer, you got some money to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to take out a student loan just so you can buy the computer. But that's where these 529 plans, Yes, you can use them for tuition. I mean, that's the main thing, or room and board. But if you've got some, maybe you get some other scholarships and some of that's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Well, this is where that comes into play, is all the extra stuff that comes in.
Yeah.
That's very, very helpful.
So I loved this couple's story because it was just, you know, regular people. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't the Rockefellers or
it wasn't
whoever.
A big $1,000 a month going in or something
yeah.
like that.
Not that you can't do those things mm-hmm. And that you can't gift into them, or the grandparents can't gift and really drive these things. You know, because what if your child wants to go to law school, medical school, mm-hmm. whatever? Whoa, that's pretty hefty. So the more you do, the better off you are. The other thing is, I told somebody else earlier in the week who was asking about, you know, how can I fund some college? We're already maxing up as much as we can mm-hmm. on some other things, and we've got 529 plans and all this. And I said, well, what about that cash value life insurance policy mm-hmm. that we did 20-something years ago? I said, this has got a big bunch of accessible cash. And Doug, talk about how that works.
Cash value life insurance, if you've had it for a long time, your principal is always tax-free. Your earnings are taxable to you if you take them out as earnings. But you can, all it is a phone call to the insurance company, usually. Maybe you might have to sign one form, say, please either let me borrow the money from my policy because I can pay it back at a very low interest rate.
And you're not going to pay tax on it at that point.
Correct. If you borrow it, it's a loan. No tax due. If you want to take some money out, you can tell them, take my principal out first. No tax due because you've already paid tax on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave the interest in, or the earnings in. And then if you want, you could borrow against the earnings.
Well, and the other beauty of basically not having to pay taxes mm-hmm. on a big chunk of this money that you have in one of these life insurance policies, the other thing is you don't have to put them on the FAFSA form.
That's
an asset. One of the very few things that you don't have to put on there. 529 plans are a little bit helpful because they're not counted as much mm-hmm. as an asset for that child when they go to, if they need some student aid, et cetera.
Right. But that life insurance is another place to get some funds, and you can pay yourself back then in the future if need be. But if hopefully it doesn't happen, but you pass away before you do that, it all gets paid off anyway, tax-free.
Yeah, somebody gets some money.
Yeah, so that's a good use of life insurance. But there again, it goes back to your same story. They started it 20 years ago or 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little harder to start when you're in your late 50s with a cash value policy. It's not negative, but to build up a lot of money, you don't have 30 years to do it.
Well, more of us do now, though, right? Because we're living longer.
Yes.
So I think, you know, that used to be the rule of thumb. Hey, you know, once somebody's like 60, don't bother with one of these, hardly. But there are always reasons to have them. Each person's case is different, but we're also living longer. And the other function, which this person I was talking to was blown away by, because we got into the life insurance thing, and he said, oh, you know, I have some, but it's term, and we've been thinking about doing, you know, more permanent. And so we talked about this college funding out of it. But then also, the question came up from them, well, what about our aging parents? We've got to think about them.
Okay.
And I said, you know, are they already having some problems? Well, yeah, it looks like dad's getting, you know, mentally not as good. And we're just concerned for them. And I said, well, there are some things that can be done. But I said, honestly, you know, once you start having problems, mm-hmm. is not the time to go and look for something like long-term care coverage.
Yeah, it's kind of too late then.
Yeah.
Companies won't issue that. Because they do check you out on that one. I just had a client friend in Ohio, just got done with her interview for her long-term care policy, in that they ask a whole bunch of questions to see if you're mentally alert, is what it amounts to. And so They do find out, because that's one of the things that goes quickly is dementia or Alzheimer's.
Sure.
And so then the company would have to start paying right away, which nobody wants to do that. So just be aware of that. You can't wait on these things. But there again, you can combine some of these,
mm-hmm.
The life insurance, if they were thinking of life insurance, and you could do long-term care both in the same policy.
Wow.
And cash value.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that's kind of hard to get all that in 10 minutes.
Well, but the offshoot of this inquiry, though, was, my spouse and I are heading into our early 50s now. Should we be thinking about this too? It doesn't take much, but always if your folks are needing some help with long-term mm-hmm. care, all of a sudden it starts popping into your head too.
And if you can do it in your 50s, you get so much more benefit for the dollar.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's much cheaper for the benefit.
It's like buying life insurance. You know that, right?
Yeah. Buy it when you're young, not when you're old.
Yeah, buy it when you're young. Get the cheapest rates, lock it in, and you're set, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we'll further another couple of conversations here, because it's really instructive, and you need to know how things work. And this is real life situation and real conversations.
Yeah, because it will come. Yeah, it's real life. It happens. We see it all the time.
And we get conversations like these all the time. So glad to let you in on this information, because it is so very, very important about how things work. So going to take a little break here. Craig's going to get us into the break. And meantime, if you've got a question and you're looking at something, or you're trying to figure out how to deal with something, financially, you, your family, maybe your kids, maybe your folks, your mom or dad, give us a call. We will put on our thinking caps as certified financial planners just for you in private, one-on-one, on the phone. Here's a way to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
And I wonder what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm alone.
Looking for great summer savings on a new truck? Hurry in to LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and browse our huge selection of nearly 100 new trucks. Take your pick from dozens of Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and heavy-duty models as well. With this incredible selection of new trucks, we're sure to have one that'll meet your needs. Stop by LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac today, located at 9
Company. That means huge savings on all deer feeders just in time for bow season. Check out the blowout price on deer corn. Brenham Produce also has all kinds of deer feed and accessories on sale. Antler Max Deer Block on sale now at $12.95. Purina Antler Max is only $11.95, plus a huge selection of food plot seed. Need to repair an existing feeder? Brenham Produce has a complete selection of deer feeder parts. Check out the battery blowout sale. 12-volt batteries for only $14.95. There are feeder control units and timers on sale. While you're there, sign up for the chance to win a free Browning trail camera, a whopping $215 value. No purchase necessary. The annual deer feeder sale is going on now at Brenham Produce Company at 1103 South Market Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-3523. Sale ends September 1st.
Get in and get it done with the Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides. Their latest generation of Strong features the mid-size Mule Pro MX, their fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. Like all Mule Side-by-Sides, the Mule Pro MX is backed confidentially by industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work or play hard, Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides have your back. Come get your mule at WCT Outdoors in Brenham.
It's time to head back to school, and at Mattress Guys, we're teaming up with Sealy and making A's on our August All About Academic Sale all month long. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and stop in and check out our special purchase by Sealy for just $7.99. That's a whopping 50% off. And for the month of August, a percentage of our proceeds will be donated to the Brenham Education Foundation. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys. We'll even throw the Z's in for free. Located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
There are so many reasons to Schlitterbahn, like thrilling water coasters, relaxing rivers, epic surfing rides, and pint-sized water playgrounds. Did we mention you can stay where you play at one of our amazing resorts? What's your favorite reason to Schlitterbahn? Building memories, sun and fun, a Texas tradition, free parking, coolers welcome, or maybe it's just a much-needed getaway. Phew, there's just too many to list. No matter what the reason, it's always the hottest, coolest time in Texas. Visit Schlitterbahn.com for the best prices on tickets, season passes, and more.
Are you experiencing anxiety?
Am I going crazy?
Intense cravings?
Ah!
Delirium? If so, you may be experiencing football withdrawal.
Oh, thank goodness.
Clinical studies suggest a heavy dose of face painting, screaming at the top of your lungs.
Woo!
And setting your radio dial right here on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
It's the season opener for the Fighting Texas Aggies as they play host to Texas State. Thursday night, 7:30 kickoff, 6:30 pregame on KWHI and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with two members of the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre. Doug Neal is in the studio with me. We are certified financial planners. Glad to help you with anything, even if it's questions. Call us at the office, ask your question, or better yet, come in for your free review. Have you got your ducks in a row, financially speaking? Do you have other things that are going to be coming up, like higher education for yourself or your kids, or maybe something's going on with your health or your parents' health? And you got to think about how you're going to deal with some of these things that are not maybe going to be something that is curable, and maybe a chronic illness or a situation like that. Please, the help is there. Here's our office phone number. Call us. Come in for the free review. And you will be so glad that you found out a little more about how things work. Here's the number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
It's kind of like, how does all these pieces in your life fit together so that you're being a good steward of what God's given you? Because there's so many different pieces out there, and you usually, most people only have to make that decision once or twice in their life. Well, we make decisions like that a couple times a month.
Oh, at least.
For years now.
Yeah. It's, we help other people make those decisions.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Because really, you're always in the driver's seat on things. And it has to be something that feels right and is right for you. Out of all the options of things, you know, some of the things I always get struck by, Doug, is when I'm talking with people at social events and we get into a conversation like the ones that I've been just relating here this morning, it always turns out that no one has anyone helping them.
Yeah.
They're trying on their own to piece things together. Well, is this good? Or is this better? Or do these things go together? Is one thing going to work against the other thing? Do I have a time frame that is ideal for me to get whatever it is done, or pay for something, or start something? Right? So, again, the free review, very important, but it also, I think, highlights what financial planners do. What do we do?
Yeah.
That is different. I mean, otherwise, this person would have known these things. These people would have known some of these things. Good advisor would have clued them in on things 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it is, 25 years ago, and they would have been better today.
Yeah, things are a moving target, too. There's things always change, so there's new things that come out, new products, new services. One thing on financial advice, I remember this one couple, she was getting ready to retire, and she had five choices, which is a very common for teachers on your TRS pension. You get five choices of how you want your pension. Well, what are the ramifications of it, and what do the words mean? Tony, you and I have done that so many times. You look at, this one makes sense for you, but the other person looks at that and says, you know, what does that mean, certain in life, or 70% or 50% joint and survivor type of thing, and what's the ramifications 5 years from now if I pick that one?
Yep.
See, and I think that's the biggest thing is what's the ramifications 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road? What are some things that we may have to be aware of, and do they work? Well, we've seen them.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of them. And one more tail end of some of my conversations I've had in the last few weeks with people who basically just come up and ask me questions, which is great. Love it. They were talking about their elderly parents, and the dad or mom is starting to have some memory issues. Too late for them. Once you start that stuff with Alzheimer's, dementia, any of those things, it really pretty much takes you out of the marketplace for acquiring long-term care coverage. You know, because just think about it. If you're an insurance carrier and you're funding, that's who funds these things. And you've already got somebody with problems. Do you want to
take on that liability is what it is?
Yeah. And they're not going to.
No.
So key is get it while you're healthy. Get it while you're younger.
Yes.
50s is ideal. I've had people even do it late 40s, but 50s, awesome. Even early 60s, you're still good.
Got a lot of people in their 60s.
Oh, yeah. Or at any time in your 60s, it is much more expensive the older you get. Okay, period. Even if you're in good shape. It just is. So, again, think about that. But back to the conversation with the people with the life insurance, the cash value life insurance. The other added bonus on this is you can also possibly use that cash value policy and turn it into a long-term care vehicle.
Yeah, Congress back in the Pension Protection Act, I'm sure all of you guys know that.
Yeah,
the Pension
it was like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, it's 2006. Yeah, said that starting in 2010, if you have a life insurance policy or an annuity that has a paragraph in there that says you can use the face amount of the life insurance policy or the cash value of the annuity for long-term care coverage, nursing home care, home health care, all of that money you take out for that is income tax free. So that was a big plus. So an example of that one, I have a widow in Ohio right at the moment. She was friends of ours and whatever, but she's in her mid to late 60s. She has a small little life insurance policy. It's also known as a universal life policy. The technical term is flexible premium adjustable life policy.
Cash builds up cash inside of it.
Cash value, but they didn't fund it well enough that it's going to explode on her or terminate 10, 12, 15 years from now because she's not putting in any more money and there's not enough cash in there to keep it alive.
Okay, so you're saying they did not put extra cash into it?
Correct.
Beyond
They put the minimum, and the minimum isn't going to carry it till her life expectancy. But she wants to have some life insurance to cover final expenses, and so the kids don't have to pay for her funeral stuff. But she also wants long-term care because she sees her sisters that don't have it and how the money's just flowing out of their savings, having to take care of the sisters who are older than her, and they didn't get that. So we're getting a long-term care cash value life insurance policy that will provide her a monthly benefit if she needs long-term care. And we're taking the little cash value that she has in her old policy and roll that as a 1035 exchange into the new policy. and we're adding extra cash to it that she had from some savings to have a paid-up life insurance policy that has long-term care. So she's got the cash value. It's still there in the policy. If 2-3 years from now she needs it and wants to walk away with it, she can. She's got the life insurance, which she wants for her kids, pay for her final expenses. Most important, she knows she's got long-term care benefit if she needs it.
Okay.
And so someone's going to get the money. Either she's going to use it for her, she can walk away with the cash value, or she'll die with it and the kids get more. And if she starts using the long-term care, the kids get whatever she hasn't used. And I've got a claim going on right at the moment. A long time we did this with an annuity. She put the money in an annuity, and she started drawing out, finally after some years, it was about $5,000 a month to pay for home health care, to have somebody come in pretty much, I don't know if it was 18 hours a day or something 24/7, but to help pay for that. And then she finally died after a year or two of that. And what was left has just been divided up to the two boys as
her sons.
Her sons as a cash benefit. So she got taken care of. They didn't lose any of the assets. They didn't lose the real estate. They didn't lose anything else. Policy paid for it. And whatever she didn't use went to the kids. Goes back to the point where we've seen it from beginning to end.
Several times.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it can work. It's definitely worth discussing.
So please do come in for the free review. We go over things like this. Mm-hmm. We focus on whatever you tell us is the big concern. And sometimes, and I do always want to put this caveat in there, you have to be prepared. If you're talking to us about a topic that you wanted to bring up, that's fine. Many times there will be another two or three things that spring from that topic that you really need to be aware of. And we will tell you.
Yeah, we'll bring it up.
Because
you start thinking about it.
We want you to know. And even if you decide you want to go somewhere else or you have an advisor and you're getting a second opinion, whatever it may be, at least you know. That is what the real difference is. It is information and it is guidance from very experienced financial planners. And that is what we do, right? So here's our number again. Give Sharon a call there in the office. Set up that time to come in. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. I love telling these stories. You know,
the
there's
real
nothing
life
that beats real life.
Yeah, because it everybody's situation is different, but a lot of times you see, oh, yeah, we're kind of in that situation, or maybe we should do that, or just knowing what questions to ask. Another person who talked to in a social event last night asked a question, well, we have a trust and we don't need it anymore. How do you dissolve it? How do you get rid of it? And so we discussed that for a little bit, but they were so just concerned.
Sure.
Well, it's something that you don't do necessarily overnight, but you take step one, step two, you talk to an attorney that knows what a trust is, because apparently the law firm, whatever that they used to set that up with, sold out or whatever, they're no longer around, so they can't go back to that one.
Sure.
But it's also, what questions do you ask the new attorney? And so that's what my point to her was. Just talk with us, and here's what you know, step one is to what's in the trust. Now think of a trust as a separate business.
Yeah, it pretty much is, because it is an entity. It is considered an entity.
It has its own tax ID number. You have to file a tax return for it each year. So think of it as a business. Now, what does the business own? And if you get that together, that's the first step. And then the next step is, okay, who are the beneficiaries or who are the players involved and what percentages and what does the trust document say? So you just work through it a step at a time, but you definitely need to do it before beneficiaries start dying off, because then it gets real difficult.
So yeah.
We get into things like that, knowing what questions to ask. We're not attorneys, but we give you the information so that you have it ready for the attorneys to ask the questions and to go from there. So
there you go. Getting ready for a little break here. Again, if you have a question, don't be shy about it. Glad to at least point you in the right direction. If nothing else, we can't give you a full tilt analysis.
In a couple minutes.
But you're welcome to call us here at the radio station. It will be in private. Your information does not go anywhere else. Only Doug and I will hear you. And that number right now is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show with Neil Financial Group.
Have you seen the new 2019 Toyotas? You'll find them all at Tekla Toyota in Brenham, including the all-new RAV4, redesigned to be more rugged and sporty, perfect for your college student or college graduate. Tekla Toyota also has lots of top-rated Highlander SUVs in stock, a great inventory of the gas-saving Prius, the rugged 4Runner, and the dependable yet sharp-looking Camry. Want a truck? See the new Tacomas and Tundras at Tekla Toyota on the Highway 290 Loop at FM 389 in Brenham. 15-time winner of the President's Award for customer service.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan with Faith Mission, and I'm so happy to share with y'all how Higgins South, Higgins North, and Faith Mission Furniture have the best merchandise at the best prices with the friendliest staff. And did you know that everything that we sell goes right back into our community? Every Wednesday, we honor seniors and veterans with 30% off all over the store, as well as our 20, 40, and 60 sales daily. It is an absolutely incredible shopping experience.
Robin Landaway, broker and co-owner of Searchers Realty, is proud to announce that they are now Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Hometown. With over 12 years of experience, Robin Landaway is your go-to realtor for excellent customer service. She specializes in residential, farm and ranch, and commercial properties. So for excellent service in Brenham and the surrounding area, call your local hometown real estate professional with the backing of a trusted and recognized brand. Robin Landaway with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Hometown at 979-203-1793 or visit robinlandua.com.
Happy place to shop. That's the Barnhill House Toys and Books at 606 South Austin Street in Brenham. You'll find lots of old-fashioned toys like rocking horses, jack-in-the-boxes, spinning tops, and wooden trains. There are classic storybooks like Grimm's Fairy Tales and Aesop's Fables, and two whole bookcases filled with Christmas books. There are baby dolls, cowboy clothes, ballerina tutus, and Tonka trucks. The Barnhill House is a happy place to find birthday presents and baby shower gifts. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
If you're looking to upgrade, update, or add to your current space, Woodson Lumber should be your first stop. They offer a wide range of lumber, building materials, fencing, and farm and ranch supplies, along with all the tools you need to get the job done right the first time. Woodson Lumber also carries a full line of Gap and Tamco shingles for all your roofing needs. No matter the size of your project, Woodson Lumber is your local one-stop shop. All at Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
For over 100 years, dreams start here.
When you need a new garage door, door opener, or repairs to your existing door, call DSW Garage Door LLC. David and Shane Wheezypoppy, owners of DSW Garage Door, have 30 years' experience in installation service and repairs of garage doors and openers. They carry LiftMaster openers, Clopay doors, and services Brenham and the surrounding area. Just call David at 979-451-2404 or Shane at 979-451-1413 for excellent customer service, free estimates, and prompt service.
Texas is known for its hot summers, but your home doesn't have to be. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, is here to make the Texas heat a little more bearable. They specialize in sales, installation, and service of AC units. Looking to save a little dough? They can fix you up with an Energy Star rated AC system today. Visit Modern Air Solutions on Facebook or give them a call at 451-5004. Honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166.
It's Blinn Buccaneer football Saturday night on KWHI. It's a Southwest Junior College Football Conference opener. The 11th ranked Buccaneers playing host to the Tyler Apaches. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock at Cub Stadium in Brenham. Join us for all the action. Blake Hickerson and Terry Dreyer live from Cub Stadium. 6:30 pregame on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show with Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neil, also a CFP, Certified Financial Planner. Craig Montana, Certified Wonderful Board Operator, DJ.
Radio DJ.
Yeah, Master of All Things Radio. Yep. Yes. Welcome back to the show. Again, our office phone number, let me give it to you again because I know you're thinking about things. Some of you, by the way, may be thinking about either refinancing your home mortgage, maybe buying another piece of property. Maybe you're looking at maybe funding a business, starting a business. Lots of movement on interest rates. Yeah. To the downside, good stuff if you're going to be a borrower or a refinancer. And Doug's going to give you a couple of examples. We just played with some numbers during the break.
Right after you give him the phone number, we'll talk about some interest rates and what it means to you.
Yeah. So here's the way to get in touch with us before you pull the trigger on something that you've been thinking about. Find out how it works. Does it work for you? And that number to call and set this up is 979-836-2903. If you want to come in, have that free review. 979-836-2903. All right, other numbers.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so the interest rates are heading downward. Last August 14th, the 10-year Treasury yield was 1.576%. Tony just looked this morning, and it's 1.46%. Now, that might not mean a whole lot to you, but what it comes down to is it starts driving down interest rates on mortgages or loans.
Car loans.
Yeah, all of them. Mm-hmm. It's just because money's cheaper. And where that can make a difference to you, we just did the calculation here, Craig did. If you have a $200,000 mortgage, loan, whatever you were doing, and you want to do a 30-year fixed rate, and it's at 4%, or maybe you have one at 4%, your payment's roughly $954 a month. If you lower that interest rate, same $200,000, same 30 years, but you lower it to 3.25%, now your payment's $870 a month, almost $100 less. The interest you paid on that 4% loan
for the 30 years.
For the 30 years was $143,700. On the 3.25% 30-year loan, it's $113,000. $300, so about $30,000 less. That's what just a fraction of an interest rate can mean to you, because that's a lot of money.
So you're saving 30 G's in interest over the 30 years with just that point. Was it
three quarters of a point
drop?
Yep.
And we're starting to see this stuff again. So everybody who says it's doom and gloom if interest rates are going down, remember, there are some countries that have been negative on their interest rates for a long time. We are not at this point, and we're kind of like the world steam engine right now.
Yeah, they're worried about the inversion of the long-term short 10-year treasury versus the 30-year. The 10-year treasury right now is 1.46. The 30-year treasury is 1.91.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful close together. But what's causing that? But if you think about it, you can take your $1,000, go buy a German bond, and after 10 years, they'll give you back less money than your $1,000. Or you can give your $1,000 to the U.S. government, and after 10 years, they'll give you back more money than what you gave. So if you're in Europe, where do you want to put your money? It's coming to the U.S. That's what's forcing these interest rates. That's one factor forcing these interest rates down, is all this money's coming, where it's safe, and two, you make something. Mm-hmm. Having to put money, I mean, most people, it's just so foreign, even to me, I can't even imagine. Why am I going to loan money to the German government, and they're going to give me back less than I give them? That just doesn't seem right.
Right.
But that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's moving the monies. Plus, the consumer worried about recession coming.
Mm-hmm.
No, consumer spending's up almost 6% more than what it was last year at this time. Because people have jobs.
Right.
There's plenty of jobs available.
Mm-hmm.
Wages are starting to rise up a little bit. I mean, there's upward pressure because there's not as many qualified people to fill all the positions that are available. So it's supply and demand.
Sure.
And the U.S. economy is driven, I think it was roughly 68% of the whole U.S. economy, yeah, is made up of consumer spending.
Mm-hmm.
Well, consumer spending's higher than what it was before, and it's still increasing. So a recession's not going to happen in the near term. This is from the analysis from the CEO of the Bank of America. That's his thoughts. So,
okay.
Those are just some things that have to do with the interest rates and the yield curve inversion, that stuff.
We put this information out there just so it gives you another side because, you know, unfortunately, on no matter where you are on the political party spectrum, there's a lot of information going out and there's a lot of stuff being manipulated by people who are professionals at that.
Professional political manipulators.
Yes. So it's very tough on all of us right now to be able to parse out what's really factual and what's really happening and how does it impact you individually. I love having this program because we can at least say, here are the actual figures.
Yeah, here's
what's actually going on. Then you can make up your own mind.
The real world. Here's the figures. Here's what's happening. You can decide.
That's right. So you always get the straight stuff right here with the Money Makeover team. And again, if you want to come in for the free review, are you maneuvering right before you pull the plug on your accounts and just throw everything out? Maybe you need to consider that there are some options that you could do. And there are answers to combating volatility, all sorts of things. Free review, 979-836-2903.
See you back here next week.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.